आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू मीट एनसीसी कैडेट्स, ताबलो आर्टिस्ट्स एंड ट्राइबल गेस्ट्स ऑफ रिपब्लिक डे सेलिब्रेशंस 2025 इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। India to launch human underwater submersible this year, says Union Minister Jitendra Singh. Madhya Pradesh government to ban sale of liquor at 17 religious sites in the state. 3-day spectacular drone show to begin today at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. US President Donald Trump tells business leaders to manufacture in US or face tariffs. And Odisha Warriors become first team to qualify for final of Women's Hockey India League. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebration 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the scenes, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day Parade this year. Republic Day Parade 2025 will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. This year, 31 tableaux from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will participate, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat Virasat aur Vikas. Republic Day Parade will be heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha on musical instruments of different parts of the country. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto has arrived in New Delhi last night ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. President Prabowo is the chief guest of this year's Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita received him at the airport in the national capital. During his 4-day visit, the Indonesian president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will also have a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and attend the ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. This is President Prabowo's first visit to India after assuming office in October last year. India is gearing up to deploy its first human-operated underwater submersible as part of the Deep Ocean mission. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the submersible, designed for a depth of up to 500 meters, is expected to launch this year, with plans to extend its reach to 6,000 meters by next year. The announcement was made during the second meeting of the mission steering committee at Prithvi Bhavan, New Delhi. The Deep Ocean mission aims to explore underwater resources, improve knowledge of deep sea ecosystems, and advance India's blue economy. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the corporate office of the National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation in Mumbai today. On this occasion, several key initiatives in the cooperative sector will be launched to further strengthen Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi. Mr. Shah will also release the annual calendar of activities for the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, launch training programs for 10,000 newly formed multipurpose cooperative societies across the country, and introduce a ranking framework for primary cooperative societies. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has said that his government will ban the sale of liquor at 17 religious places in the state. Addressing a function in Narsinghpur district yesterday, he said liquor will be banned wherever Lord Krishna and Lord Ram have set their foot in Madhya Pradesh. Last year, the Chief Minister had announced that the state government will develop the places associated with Lord Ram and Lord Krishna in the state as pilgrim sites.
ने संकल्प लिया है हमारी सरकार के माध्यम से 17 अलग अलग धार्मिक नगरियों में हम शराबबंदी करने की घोषणा कर रहे हैं। सभी प्रकार की धार्मिक शहरों के अंदर शराब की दुकानों में ताले लगाए जाएंगे।
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Bihar today to attend function at Samastipur in Bihar on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
On the occasion of birth anniversary of former Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur, the Vice President will deliver a memorial lecture at Gokul Phuleswari College in Samastipur. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and son of Karpuri Thakur, Ramnath Thakur said, a special exhibition has been also organized at the venue to demonstrate the simple lifestyle of former Chief Minister. Popularly known as Jan Nayak, Karpuri Thakur was born on 24 January 1924 in Pitanjia in Samastipur. He served as a Chief Minister of Bihar for two terms in 1970s. On the 100th birth anniversary of former Chief Minister, the NDA government had conferred him the highest civilian award of the nation, Bharat Ratna posthumously. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Samastipur.
The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of Delhi Assembly elections. Today, we will listen to a report on Gandhinagar constituency.
The Gandhinagar seat is set to witness a tough contest in the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. The seat is one of the 8 constituencies where the Aam Aadmi Party was defeated by the BJP in the last elections. The BJP has fielded former Congress leader Arvinda Singh Lovely against AAP's Naveen Chaudhary and Congress's Kamal Arora, making the contest more competitive. The BJP is strategizing to secure a hat-trick victory while both Congress and AAP are working hard to claim victory in Gandhinagar. It remains to be seen who will emerge as the winner in this closely contested seat. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. And now, news from the Mahakumbh. A 3-day spectacular drone show will begin today at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Devotees will witness a special drone show where the heritage of Sanatan tradition will be showcased through modern technology. The main attraction of this grand drone show will be the spiritual story of Mahakumbh, in which Indian traditions will be presented in a unique way. The show, featuring 2,500 Made in India drones, will be held over 3 days, with each day showcasing a unique theme. Devotees and pilgrims are reaching Prayagraj every day in large numbers to attend the Mahakumbh 2025. So far, over 10 crore 21 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the ongoing Mahakumbh. The 45-day Mahakumbh, which began on the 13th of this month, will continue till the 26th of February. We have more from our correspondent.
This edition of Mahakumbh sets a benchmark in event management and global cultural exchange. From the sacred Amrit Snans to the vibrant Akhada processions, and from digital innovations to large-scale sustainability initiatives, Mahakumbh 2025 represents a harmonious fusion of the past and the future. This time around, 45 crore devotees and pilgrims are expected to attend the grand event. Beyond its religious significance, the Mahakumbh offers a platform to showcase India's rich cultural heritage and economic prosperity on the global stage. With Anand Kumar's report from Prayagraj, this is Manik Sharma for Akashvani News.
US President Donald Trump has offered business leaders low taxes if they manufacture their products in the United States. Addressing the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum through video conferencing, Mr. Trump also threatened the businesses with tariffs if they don't manufacture in the US.
come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. We're bringing them down very substantially, even from the original Trump tax cuts. But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff, differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury to strengthen our economy and pay down debt.
The U.S. president also called upon NATO nations to increase their defense spending to 5% of GDP, emphasizing that the United States has been shouldering an unfair burden in global defense spending, particularly in the Ukraine war. Odisha Warriors have become the first team to qualify for the final of the inaugural edition of Women's Hockey India League. We have a report.
On Thursday in Ranchi in the Women's Hockey India League, Wooden Spooners Delhi SG Pipers caused a surprise by toppling high-flying Odisha Warriors 3-2 in the shootout after regulation time ended 1-1. Both keepers did brilliantly in the shootout, but Delhi's Elodie Picard had the last laugh by putting off Frike Moyes and making her miss deep into the shootout to help her side claim the bonus point. The Tamil Nadu Dragons also won a thriller via a shootout against Hyderabad Tufans in the men's league game at Rourkela. This game also hurtled into a shootout, and the Dragons keeper Hart, who had an excellent game, was at his imperious best here too, helping his side to a 4-3 win.
David Hart bachayenge! Tamil Nadu Dragons jeet kar jayenge!
Tamil Nadu are on top with 17 points, while Hyderabad are third with 14. On Friday in the women's league, the JSW Surma Hockey Club face the Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers with all to play for, while the Bengal men's team will face the Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in another crucial battle. This is Sharia Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
The inaugural edition of World Pickleball League, WPBL, will kick off today at the CCI in Mumbai, Maharashtra. We have more updates from the world of sports.
The 10-day-long franchise-based pickleball league will feature a total of 6 teams. The opening match of the league will be played between Mumbai Pickle Power and Pune United, showing a clash of Maharashtrian derby, followed by another match between Bengaluru Javans and Chennai Super Champs. Moving on to Tata Steel Chess Tournament, where round 6 will begin today at the Wisg Aan Zee in Netherlands. Indian chess stars including Arjun Erigesi, D. Gukesh and R. Pragananda will be in action. Currently, India grabs 3 spots in top 5 standings, with R. Pragananda sealing the top spot. Next, we have from Indian Super League ISL Football, where Hyderabad FC defeated Jamshedpur FC by 3-2 on their home ground last night. With this, Hyderabad registered their first home win of the season. Today, East Bengal FC will host Kerala Blasters FC in Kolkata this evening at 7:30 p.m. Moving on to the world of cricket, the second T20I match between India and England will be played tomorrow at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the 5-match series 1-0. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. Foreign Secretary said to visit Beijing Amagthaw in ties. Headlines Hindustan Times. People above the age of 85 and those with disabilities who have opted to vote from home in the Delhi Legislative Assembly elections will be able to cast their votes through postal ballots from today, reports the Times of India. Amidst dwindling numbers of chinar trees, a symbol of Kashmir's national heritage, the government has started geotagging them in a bid to preserve them, writes the Tribune. After an entrepreneur shared his findings on differential pricing by cab aggregators across different devices and battery levels, the Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Uber, Ola and Apple Inc., reports the Pioneer. And finally, Hindustan Times quotes, a new study reveals that the younger the age at which a person gets a smartphone, the poorer their mental health and well-being. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to meet NCC cadets, tablu artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. India to launch human underwater submersible this year, says Union Minister Jitendra Singh. Madhya Pradesh government to ban sale of liquor at 17 religious sites in the state. 3-day spectacular drone show to begin today at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. US President Donald Trump tells business leaders to manufacture in US or face tariffs. And Odisha Warriors become first team to qualify for final of Women's Hockey India League. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.